This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, friends.
How y'all doing? I hope this email finds you up.
Email? This podcast?
Oh, podcast. Did I say email? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You can tell I send a lot of emails.
Yeah, this is why Jen does not like recording at night, folks.
I know, right? Right. So, yeah, because I've been sending emails all day long. But hope this podcast finds you well as we gather together again for another episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future.
Hope and a Future.
Amen.
Amen.
We actually get to talk about a really cool subject tonight. We're going to talk about encouragement, but even leading into encouragement, a wonderful experience was had by you.
Yes.
And that I got to attend, and I got these really groovy heart glasses that I wish you guys could see, little Barbie glasses. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you saw me post a photo of us together with the Barbie theme and stuff like that. So that was pretty
cool. Yes, I loved your shirt.
Yeah. With the big pink flowers.
Yeah.
I bought that just for the event.
I think I'm going to steal it. So some of my friends had a going away party for me at my church, and it was so wonderful and so sweet. And Kelly Mayer hosted and just told everyone to wear pink because your girl likes pink and Barbie and all the fun things and girly girl stuff, as I'm sure you know, listening. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I was going to say, this is a good place to insert the line from Steel Magnolias where the lady says, your colors are pink and pink. And she said, my colors are blush and bashful. Two very distinct colors of pink.
Well, that is true.
I thought of that when you were like, pink is my color.
Yeah, I prefer hot pink personally, but or like a magenta-y pink. But anyway.
Yeah, so. Anyway. Carry on.
Yes. I, of course, bought a dress for this event. It was amazing and beautiful and so much fun, and had some fake hair in and was like a real life Barbie doll for just the evening, just a couple hours.
She was a vision in pink with long blonde hair. It was so funny. Yeah. It looked like a Barbie.
It was so fun. I love playing dress up.
it was a great little party. And just to remind you guys, if you didn't listen to last episode, Tiffany and her family are making a move from Northern Kentucky to Florida. So
yes, good reminder.
The wonderful church that we are affiliated with, Crossroads, shout out to Crossroads. Folks that go there were able to organize a going away party for her. So if you wonder why she's going away from that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Way to catch everyone up.
But it doesn't affect this podcast. It might be confusing. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was a wonderful time, and just spent a lot of time taking selfies and loving on these people because, you know, I love these people. Like, I have made so many connections and so many beautiful friends from going to this church. It's been such a blessing. And I adore and love these people that came. So the evening kind of came to an end with everyone just sharing a verse or a memory or something they thought that God put on their heart for me. And Jed will probably tell you that I just sat there and cried the entire time. Like, I am an encourager. Like, that's what I do. It's who I am. I tell my people I love them. I see them. Like, this, I'm not used to being the one, like, where people are, like, saying all these things about. So I didn't even know how to respond. Like, I was just like, I kept yelling, "Stop it!" Like, how do you take that?
Oh my
How do you take
gosh. Though
it? It was a lot.
it was a lot, but I think the thing that the one that really undid you was the young girl, the young teen girl, and
Yeah.
she was having such a hard time getting through speaking encouragement into you. And that really did kind of unravel you a little bit more. But so the
Yeah.
premise of this party was come with a prophetic word, a scripture, and encouragement for Tiffany. So it kind of
So
came together.
I guess there was like what, 20 to 30 people in the room,
Yeah,
something along
I
those
would say
lines.
roughly. Yeah.
And pretty much everyone took the mic at some point and just shared something. And so I'm listening to all of these beautiful ways and of what people like think about me and see me as, and like are just like encouraging my socks off, like, and I didn't even know, like it was just unreal. And then one of the men, one of the only men in the room, stands up.
The only man in the room that I know of.
Yes.
The
Yeah.
only man. Yeah. Which to have this specific man in there was pretty good because I've known Marty, the gentleman in question. I've known him for gosh, he was my son's English teacher, if that tells you anything. And that's
Yeah.
been long time, long time. So
He was also Kelly Mayer's teacher. So,
oh, now that's pretty funny. That's pretty
yeah.
funny. And he's very beloved. I mean, he's
Oh.
just him and his wife, Bobby, are the best. They are just
Precious.
such good people. Such good people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And fun fact, when I was a worship leader at a Vineyard church here in Campbell County, which Marty lives in the same town I do, he was part of that church and on the leadership at that church too. So that's where we really got to know one another, because before it was as my son's English teacher, and then he was a co-laborer, if you will. So I've known him for a long time. So he's a precious man. But anyway.
I mean, honestly, he's so precious. He
Yeah.
serves as the leader of the early service prayer team leader, and I serve the second service because ain't nobody want to wake up that early and be a leader. I'm just saying, thank you, Marty, for doing that, and Bobby. So Marty stands up, and first of all, I loved his acknowledgement that I was the best dressed on the prayer team. Like, thank you, Marty, for acknowledging that. I agree with you. And I appreciate you noticing that because, I like to dress up. I thought that was so funny. And then he said something that has really just been like kicking around in my brain, like since the moment he said that. And I'm like, and I want all of this to change like right now. And I want to be part of the change and the answer to this. But he said, Tiffany, usually you only get to hear these things. Well, not even really hear these things, but this only happens at your funeral. And you're
Yeah.
getting to experience it here on earth. And number one, I felt so blessed that I could be sitting there hearing these things on earth and not ever hearing them because I'm dead and I'm in heaven with Jesus, and I don't get to hear that because it's at my funeral. But number two, what the heck, folks? Why is that a thing? So that really just like, I don't know, that like ignited something inside of me. Like, what are we doing? Why are we not doing this on a daily? And why are we not showing like our people and our friends and our family like how loved they are and seeing them and saying, like, girl, you're so good at this, or this is really a strength I see in you. And these things, I do these things a lot. Like, I am a natural encourager. Like, that is definitely one of the giftings God gave me. But I want to do it more now. Like, that fueled something inside of me that I want to do it more because I have, because of that moment, I have the great like ability to have that memory marker, those things we Jen and I have talked so much about. Like on days where I'm feeling hopeless and like my life doesn't matter and I've not done anything in this world, I have that moment to look back on. And everyone needs that stinking moment to look back on because all of us have that moment, right? Like where we have a crappy day and no one sees anything good in us, and you know, the world's against us, and we can be like, oh, you know what? This little girl, this teenage girl was crying. I spent, to just give you some context, I've maybe spent 48 hours total with this precious teenage girl, Hannah. And I somehow, in that amount of time, greatly impacted her life in some way. And that blows my mind, number one. Like, how does that even happen? And number two, like, that's like, I would have never known that. Like, I would have never known that if she didn't have the courage to tell me that. And so, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing this?
Why aren't we encouraging people and telling people just how much they mean to us now
Here
while
on
they can
earth.
hear it, right?
Here on earth.
Here on earth, right? And that was pretty like insightful for Marty to say, wow, look, you get to see your impact, but only because people were, one, they came out and they were willing to actually take a mic and speak into you. Because some people did speak words of prophecy over you and scripture, and then there were others that were just heartfelt, like because you were being yourself, you allowed me to be myself, and so you got to see impact. And there was a commercial I heard this morning, and it said, for the universe of you, I think it's a hospital. That's like their little tagline. And it's like we are kind of our own universe. Like we have people that are around us like a constellation. We have impact into them. And it means a lot to have someone say to you, wow, what you did, whatever it is, big or small, what you did impacted me. It encouraged me, whatever. And it's just really nice to have that feedback and to know that that you're building into people, like the work that you're doing to build into people, to encourage people, to love people, it is finding its mark in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Like, it's very humbling when somebody says, I heard your story, or you did this, and it therefore did this for me. It is very humbling. It's like, wow, I didn't realize me just sharing a little bit about my story like affected you so much. Like, I, yeah, it's
And I want to give a shout out to one of our awesome loyal listeners, sweet Miriam,
oh,
who
yeah,
Jen
Miriam.
had the pleasure of meeting a couple weeks ago, but she
For
said
the
something.
like the fourth time, like,
Yes, but like really like getting to sit down with her
well,
and
that's true.
all
We
that fun
don't.
stuff.
Yeah, we haven't chatted a whole lot, I will say that. Yeah.
And gosh, she's just so stinking precious. But
She's very
so
sweet. Yeah.
I won't share it, all the details of what she shared because it's her personal story. But she basically shared that I was there during a time where she was really praying for something. And all I was doing was being a friend and listening and praying with her. And that thing happened. And she reminded me that, like, you don't think about stuff. You just like sit and listen to your friends and pray. You know, like, it wasn't because of my prayers, or maybe it was partly because of my prayers or whatever else. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not like I am like was the answer, but like the fact that I was there for a friend and sat with them and lifted up and them up in prayer, and like that impacted and sh helped shift things in her life and for generations. Like, oh my gosh, like these things matter, like these little things, like
Absolutely.
that was kind of the point of it. Like these little things, like just being a kind human being and sitting and listening to someone struggle and praying with them. Like that literally can change generations. That's unreal. Like that's, I was just like, oh my gosh, Lord. I got a front row seat to that. That's it blew my mind.
You got to hear your impact. And that's not the sum total of the impact for them either, but it's at least them being able to give back to you the encouragement that you sowed into them. And
Unbelievable.
when you were saying, like, for Miriam, it was, listening and praying with your friend. Like, I feel like, well, I had a situation just this week where somebody's I was not involved in it. I saw, I heard the story secondhand, and was someone who was very frustrated and angry about a situation. And they went out to dinner with someone and then just expressed how they felt. And it fixed everything because they really just, well, didn't fix it, but it soothed a lot of frustration because that person was seen. That person was acknowledged, that person was heard. And sometimes encouragement can be listening and acknowledging and giving support in a prayer, whatever it is. So, super important for us to do that with folks.
It's unbelievable. So if you are out there listening and you think like those little things you don't do on a daily are not important, like I'm here to tell you they are. Like most of the comments that I got were just like about me as a person, like me just being me, like, like the light that I bring with my personality. The freedom that I express through my identity and who's God's created me to be, like that inspire people just by me being me. Like that's insane. How cool is that?
That is so awesome because culture wants us to bend ourselves into their expectations of who we should be. And the church, I'm going to just say this, the church will also put those expectations on us to bend and conform ourselves to something that God never intended. And so you being okay with like, hey, this is just who I am. These are the things I love. And I'm just gonna be me. I'm gonna be like boisterous and exuberant and charismatic because you are all of those things. And you don't apologize for them. Like you're so self-accepting. And that is an anti-message to what culture says, right? You got to bend yourself into the ads you see on TV. You got to bend yourself into things you see in magazines or even in the people around you. And it's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have to twist yourself into what others think you should be. You should be who God made you to be, and short of sin, mind you, but who God made you to be. And that does inspire others. That is an inspiration. That is a preaching a message without really using any words.
I know that was so powerful because as some of you know that have been with me on my journey.
Journey. I think you made up that word.
I think I just did.
It's a journey, folks. It's a journey.
But who have been with me on this journey and like post deliverance here, I was delivered from being a pleaser, which I know a lot of our women listeners can relate to.
Oh,
And so
man.
that was not my story. And if this party would have happened a few years ago, as I was like healing from all of these pleaser tendencies, that would have not been what someone said they were inspired by. Like
Yeah,
it was
right.
like I had to just keep on showing up as me for years,
Yeah.
folks. Like, and so to hear that was very like, it was like so inspiring and such like a sweet moment for myself because like, oh, like It is worth it. Like, it's not even like it was for me. Trust me, like, that was for me. Like, I'm finally gonna be me and being okay with me and unapologetically me. And yes, it was hard. It was so stinking hard, but it actually inspired others too. So that
Yeah,
was like
yeah.
a beautiful bonus. Like, wow. It like, it's important, like it gives others permission, right? Like
It
just to
does,
show up
yes.
as them. So be your crazy self, friends.
Well, and I was gonna say too, people pleasing is not leadership. Like if you want to lead others into a path that you know is healthy, you can't be a people pleaser, because a people
Yeah.
pleaser is constantly trying to figure out what an individual needs and how you can be that thing that they need. And it's like
Yeah.
God has to be that thing that they need.
Yep.
And you can't follow the call of God on your life if you're people pleasing. It just, you can't be a leader. You can't be an
Yeah.
authentic, good, true leader. So
And it's so hard, like
it's very hard. You have
wearing
to
a
be,
mask. Oh.
well, and even just to get out of that, to heal from that,
Yeah.
you have to be willing to say to yourself, I'm gonna be who I am. Like for me, it's like I'm gonna be a feeler, and I'm gonna not care what other people think about that God made me a feeler. Like I
Yeah.
can't change who I am as a feeler. Like that's just the makeup of who I am.
Yeah.
And I gotta be okay with that. Same with you. Like you're vivacious, and you're so, you have these very wonderful outward characteristics that
Yeah.
I understand the scripture says don't hide your light under a bushel. Like you were hiding your light under a bushel for a long time. And now that you're not, people are like, man, that inspires me. Because I think we were saying sometimes people just need permission to be themselves, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it just takes somebody saying it's okay to be who you are, you
Yeah.
know?
When, like you said, it's almost better that it's unsaid. Like it's like leading through your actions, right?
Yep,
Like,
yep.
because we can say some stuff. Like I can give the best advice to my kids and say, "Don't yell," and as I'm yelling, right?
Right.
Like,
Right.
how great of an example is that? But
Right.
like leading and showing that's really what speaks volumes. You know, like, yes, it took years for that acceptance and all those things, but I didn't do it for those things. That's why it worked, because I had to do it for me.
Yeah.
And God uses everything, folks. Like, he used that to inspire a couple people or whoever, however many. Like, it inspired them to maybe have permission to be themselves.
Yep.
And praise the Lord, because I want to see all of God's pieces to the puzzle. Like, he has something so unique in every single one of us, and it's beautiful, and it's on purpose, and it's wonderfully and beautifully made. Like, that's why that's a scripture. Like, I want to see it. I want to see the God in you. Like, you know, like, that's why it's important, just to heal your identity, find out who it is, and who you are in Christ, and just be it. Become who you are.
And to
It's
that
beautiful.
end, yeah, and to that end, being able to recognize God in other people and encourage them in that.
Yes. So, friends, join us on this movement.
Ooh,
I'm pulling Jen
encouragement.
into the movement.
I'm with you, because I love, love, love to encourage people. I hate
Yes.
negativity. I love kindness. I love to recognize people's strengths and speak life. Like, yeah, man, I say, let's change the world. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like, let's
And
just
we
go.
can seriously do that. And I want to break it down to you, like, even what it could look like, even just a little further. But, you know, think about one thing you can do this week, one person you could call, one person you
Ooh,
could
yeah.
email. One person you could send a text to. It doesn't have to be something big. Like, Mom, you know what? I have not thanked you for everything you've done in my life, but Mom, I just want to say you're awesome. And thanks for sticking by my crazy butt through all these years and being loyal and faithful to me. Shout out to my mom. Love you so much. But she's not listening. But
But in case she is.
it could be just that simple. Like, and if you can't do it out loud, it's okay. Like a beautiful letter, thank you
Text.
card, beautiful. Like it could change someone's stinking life. And I will tell you, I will just speak for me. I actually had a really hard day yesterday, and I don't get this way, but I think there was something like weird spiritual stuff in the air. It was just a really hard day, and I was feeling sorry for myself and getting super offended over everything. But I had this stinking moment to look back on. It was less than, well, it was a week later, just one week. But I had this moment to look back on. And that's why these moments are important. Everyone needs to be seen. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be known. Everyone wants to be freaking accepted, right? Like, accept it. Just as you are. Like, I am so happy God made you that way. You're amazing. Like, oh, so just pray that God will give you his eyes to see your brothers and sisters how he sees them. Even if it's hard to see them in positive lights, see something about someone this week. And if you want a bigger challenge, pick a couple a week, pick a few a week. If you're an overachiever like Jen and I with encouragement or something, walking up to three people telling them how amazing they are, how hard is that?
Ooh,
I have three little kids in my house. I got this.
I'll tell you what I did for one person that was so much fun that I got to do, and I will never know who they are, and they will never know who I am. I went through Starbucks coffee and I paid for my coffee, and I said, "Oh, by the way, I'd like to pay for the car behind me." And the guy was like, "Oh, wow, really? Why?" And I was like, "I don't, I just want to, just can you tell them I said, have a nice day?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's really cool. I love that. I'll definitely make sure they know it." And so that was my way to encourage the person behind me, who I have no idea who they are. I have no idea what they're going through in their life. I don't know if they're coming out of a tragedy. I don't know if they're coming up on a high that something really great happened. It doesn't matter. It's speaking life into people, right? It's doing things that build into them. And I will never, like, I'm not going to get anything from that person. They don't know who I am. I don't know who they are, but I still did that because it was loving on people that I didn't know. It was encouragement.
Amen. In this world, I will tell you right now, and specifically right now in this area, we spoke a little bit about some recent traumas, but it has been crazy. Like there has been so much trauma, so many tragedies happening all around us. And when the world is dark, what it needs is more Jesus, and that's more light. And you can really be the light in someone's life. Like you can pull them out of the pit, out of the grave with some encouragement. Like, really, you can. It doesn't have to be something long or hard, or you don't have to go out and spend a zillion dollars. That night, that moment that I experienced was worth more than all the money in the world. And I am serious. Like, I can remember that forever. Forever.
Because heaven forbid that you don't say something to someone that has, that you feel like you have been encouraged by yourself, or that built some, whatever it is, and you never have expressed to them just how much they've meant to you, how much impact they've had on you. Like, heaven forbid something happens to them. You hear that all the time. I wish I would have said this to this person. I wish I would have had that, and you out there, you have this moment, you have this challenge. Encourage someone, tell someone how much they have meant to you, Yeah, I it's a challenge. We're throwing down the gauntlet. Pick it up, people.
Amen. And I'm trying to think of a name for the challenge, but stay tuned. Maybe we will have a challenge name for this next week. We will be praying about this. All I got was be positive challenge, but there's something better than that. There's something better. So we need a name for this challenge. If you have any recommendations, we would love to hear that. And we're serious. Like,
Yeah.
this is something simple everyone can do. Everyone sends text and emails all day long. Shoot out a text. Let someone know how awesome they are and that you see them.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Just do it.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love
While they're
it.
here on
So
earth, friends.
that's right. That's right. Don't have any regrets not building into people. And people you don't know, you might be the closest thing to God that they let into their life through a smile or whatever it is. Like you might be the only point of encouragement that they get, you know,
Yeah.
in that day. So it's very
Holding a
important.
stinking door for someone
Oh,
instead
yeah,
of
that's
letting you
good.
slam on their face, like,
Yep.
no, I see you. Like, you're
Yep.
worth this.
Yep.
Oh,
Absolutely.
it's the little things, friends.
Woo. Ah, such a good conversation. So as always, our email address is in the description of the podcast, and we would love to hear from you. And if you have any like cool stories of encouragement, like we would so dig that to hear that. So please share it.
Or any suggestions
Or yeah,
on
topics.
how people can join this movement, and other than text, emails, phone calls, like,
Oh
what do
yeah.
you got? What's some.
Ooh, I got one.
Okay.
Just that quick. Send somebody an anonymous card with, I don't know, you can just tell them that they're a great person and that you see them, or maybe not anonymous, but if you do it anonymously, you could even put in like a Starbucks card, gift card, for
Yeah.
them to get a cup of coffee. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, there's a zillion ways out there. So give us your best. We want to hear them.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
It will be fun.
Jen could put us together a spreadsheet or something.
Oh, I love me some spreadsheets.
Not me. Nope. Nope on a
Well,
rope.
well, I
As my
am
baby would say.
nope on a rope. That's pretty good. I'm gonna have to remember that one. Well, I am a project manager, you know, so yeah, we like
Ugh.
all those organizational things that feeds us. Oh, my life is so good when I can take chaotic stuff and order it and oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Anyway.
Ew.
Ew. But see, you need people like me, and I need people like
Amen.
you, and
Amen.
we are different sides of a coin that needs to be spent. So there you go.
Yes, it's a
Anyway.
beautiful thing.
It
God,
is.
imagine God knows what he's doing when he created us. Imagine
Imagine that.
that.
Oh, folks, we have enjoyed our time. I hope you have enjoyed listening. Thank you again for being a listener of Plans Hope in the Future. We have so enjoyed doing this podcast. I think this is episode, I'm going to guess here, 74, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. And thank you to
Yes.
Miss Jenny Becknell before we sign off being our podcast sponsor. So,
Yeah.
thank you,
Send
Jenny
in your.
Becknell.
Yes, we love you, Jenny. Send us your thoughts as you have some time. What should we do for our 100th episode?
Oh
Be
yeah,
thinking.
because that's going to be coming up. I think we need to have a party.
Yes.
A
Yes.
podcast party.
Yes. Okay,
Anyway,
friends.
all right. On that note, we are going to wrap it up. And until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024. Parable Road, LLC.